if you would do the roll call. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Kim, if you could do the roll call.
Did we lose Kim?
I think she muted herself.
Just mute.
Okay. Yes, Jackie, could you repeat what you said? Because I hadn't started recording.
Okay. But go, when you start at the top?
Go ahead now. Yep.
Okay. I'd like to call this meeting of the Roosevelt Borough Planning Board to order. This is May 5th, 2020, and the time is 7:06.
Thank you.
Kim, you would do the roll call.
Ms. Malkin?
Here.
Ms. Carpenter?
Here.
Mr. Vroman?
Here.
Mr. Hartley?
Here.
Mr. Hamilton?
There's such an echo now.
What's that?
There's such an echo now. Every time you speak, it sounds like you're on a mountaintop. It just reverberates.
I know. Ms. Ord?
Here.
Ms. Petrillo?
Here.
Ms. Taylor? Mr. Connor? Mr. Newrath? Ms. Katz? Mr. Bondonis?
Here.
All right. The annual agenda of meetings has been transmitted to the Asbury Park Press and the Times of Trenton and posted in the Borough Hall and filed with the municipal clerk on January 7th, 2020. Due to coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting is being held remotely and is available to the public in a live feed. We had oaths of office, but they're suspended until we meet in person, until we can meet in person. I need a motion to approve the minutes of the April 21st, 2020 meeting.
I hate to say this. Can I add a sentence? I know I should have mailed it in, but it's been crazy around here. I was just wondering if we could put in a sentence for posterity that virtually everybody who spoke at that last meeting about the Nazarov's variance said how difficult it was and that we really had sympathy with their problem. Because I don't want us to sound like a bunch of cold-hearted, you know what, if somebody reads this up the pike. Because I think that's what did hang us up for so long. So we all felt so bad.
Well, I would agree to that. You mean adding that to the minutes? You mean adding that to the minutes, Allison? Yeah.
Yeah, just say virtually all speakers, you know, express their sincere sympathy. Yeah, for their
understanding. Yeah, they're express their understanding.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, you know. I didn't get there earlier.
Does anyone have a problem with that?
Okay, then we need a motion to amend the minutes. Will they be amended at this meeting, Kim, and then approve the next meeting?
I think you can make a motion to approve the minutes with the amendment.
Okay, so we need a motion to approve the how did you want this worded, Allison?
Oh, it's pretty much what you said, that virtually every speaker, you know, expressed sincere sympathy to the Nazarovs for their problem, but, you know.
All right, and I'll send it to you guys as soon as I put that sentence in so you can see what the change looks like.
Okay.
So I make a motion to
approve them.
Go ahead, Peggy.
Okay. I make a motion to approve the minutes of April 21st, 2020.
With the amendment.
Second. Okay. That's Allison.
Okay.
Amendment. Ms. Carpenter?
Yes. correspond. Oh, we have to vote. I'm sorry. Yes.
Ms. Malkin?
Yes.
Mr. Roman?
Yes.
Mr. Hartley?
Yes.
Ms. Ord?
Abstain.
Ms. Petrilla?
Yes.
Is Mr. Connors on or not?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so.
Mr. Neurath? Ms. Katz? Mr. Bondonis?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It has passed with the correction, and I'll send that to you guys this week.
Under correspondence, we have New Jersey planner. We'll just have to wait till we meet in person. And everyone got the letter from Roberts Engineering about there was an additional one about the wetlands, and then about the regarding NERCO, Elm, and the Borough Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Did everyone receive those?
Yes.
Yay. Okay, good. And Mayor Malkin, your report?
Okay, well,
you have one?
Yeah, I don't have too much to report because, as we all know, it's been really slow. I did want to, I'd spoken to Tim a few minutes ago. There are 5 cases now of COVID-19 in Roosevelt, which I still think is a good number because we have approximately 1,000 residents. So 5 is a pretty small number, but it has increased from the originally when we only had 2 for a few weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. And work has commenced on Homestead Lane with paving the second half. The first half was done in 2012. The second half is being done this week. So you might have noticed the workers or the detour signs. And the only thing I'm going to announce here, which I have not announced to the council yet, or to the public, I'm going to do that Monday, but I'll tell everyone now that our school, Roosevelt Public School, was placed on the 10 most endangered historic properties list in New Jersey.
Good.
I think a few people worked on that and submitted an application, and we were approved. So we right now are on the top 10 endangered list, which I think should be a great help in, aiding us in obtaining exempt status or however the state wants to make sure that we continue to operate as a school, whether they give us an exemption and give us emergency aid or allow us to have to accept more choice students. There's a number of ways they can go about it, but I think this will bring us added attention and, sympathy to our plight.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. We just got word of that the other day. So I'll announce it formally on Monday.
And, now the school, finish up.
No, that's all.
I have a question, Peggy. Of the 5 people who've been reported with the coronavirus, mm-hmm. how has that reporting been done? Have there been self-reporting?
No, I think that they actually, I think they go to the doctor or the hospital, and because then it's officially reported. I get all my information through the county.
Oh.
So it's officially reported to the county. So it's either reported through their doctor or through a testing site or the hospital. And so, that's how I find out. So yeah, it's definitely an official. For all we know, there may be more, who just aren't, who haven't been counted. But officially, there's 5 cases in Roosevelt.
Thank you.
Wow.
I may be able to announce in a couple of days that I'm a former case. I got the antibodies testing done yesterday, and it takes a couple of days for the results to come back. And even when they do, they're not 100%, but we had some symptoms back in the beginning of March that led us to be curious about it. So we'll see what happens.
Can I ask where you got tested, Tim?
It actually was done at the Quest Labs over in Jamesburg.
So you can just go without an appointment, or how does that work?
You can go on their website. I think you can sign up without a doctor's prescription. I'm not sure about that because we had a conversation with one of our doctors and agreed that it might be worthwhile. So we went in with a script.
Yeah, it's good to know.
Do they charge you for that?
I think Medicare covers it. Let's see. There was a charge if you don't have medical coverage on it.
Was it steep?
Yeah, kind of. I think it was like over $100, 119 maybe. This is just for, you know, small, you know, blood draw that gets sent to
right.
the lab. But yeah, we're hoping it's going to get covered by Medicare.
Okay.
All right.
That's the end of my report.
Thank you, Mayor Malkin. And now we go to Tim Hartley for the Environmental Commission. Your report,
well,
do you have one?
Well, we didn't have another meeting since the last planning board, so there's nothing official to this report on that in that regard. But I can just say that some very fancy new signs have been put up at the trailhead for the nature trail, both ends of the section that go from Rochdale to near the Solar Village have some very clear signs prohibiting motorized vehicles. So hopefully that'll get some of the motorized bike traffic to, you know, stay out of there.
It does
mention the potential fine of $1,200. So we'll see if that gets their attention. Other than that, I did just hear that our grant application for ANJEC was accepted, so that will, you know, pay for some additional trail maintenance when it comes through.
Yeah, I want to thank Kathleen for that and Anna, because it was kind of a very last minute thing. We found out about it sort of hours before it was due. So I think it was Anna really rushed getting it. You know, I signed it and she scanned it in pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I think they accepted it that very day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Hartley. And now we don't have any new variances, plans, reviews on the agenda. Michelle will have, Mr. Donato, will have the resolution prepared for the next meeting on Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. She'll have that planning board, at the planning board meeting, she'll have the resolution for the variance on the for that property. All right. Is there any old business?
Mm-hmm.
No. A new business?
Well, Jackie, I was going to suggest that we don't have a June meeting. Is there anything on the agenda beside the resolution? That could wait till the next meeting, couldn't it?
No, it has to be done within a certain period of time.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. So,
okay.
I think Ms. Donato is saying 45 days.
Okay, good. So we better go ahead with
April 21st. Well, April 20th, let me think. Last meeting was what? Last week was April, we had 20, the 21st, right?
21st we met, yeah.
Right, so that's 9 and 32 and 9. Yeah, we just miss it by having, because the July meeting is delayed because of the elections.
On 7.
Yeah. Yes.
Changed to 7.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I just thought I could give us all a free night.
Okay.
So when is it planned for in July?
The meeting is July 7th.
Well, the June meeting.
June meeting.
Yeah, the June.
It's June 3rd. Wednesday, June 3rd. And then the July one is July 7th.
We can't have it on July 7th because the elections have been postponed to that date.
Hmm. Oh, I all right. I thought the election. Okay. So, so that's Tuesday the 7th?
Right.
All right. So we have to make it Wednesday the 8th?
You can make it whatever you want, I guess. Sounds good.
Okay, let's do Wednesday. July 8th.
Okay, and I think you need a motion to do that, right?
Yes.
Yes.
The motion. Peggy, thank
you.
A second. I'm sorry, I didn't hear
Peggy and Tim.
And Tim, okay. All right. Now, do we discuss the road plans that Carmela sent? She's not here. Does anyone have any questions about those? Is there any discussion on those? No.
I had the question. Peg, do you know about that, more about them? My question is, why were they given to the planning board? What do you want us to, you want them to us to review it?
I don't think so, because the grant is, you know, it's pretty specific, the work to be done. I'm not exactly sure why it was sent to the planning board. I could
maybe as a courtesy, because I know the letter was addressed to the council.
Yeah, it must be a courtesy, because it's pretty well specified the work that's going to take place. So, you know, I can find out for certain, but it might just be a courtesy.
And I didn't know if there's any discussion, anyone wants to say anything about that, about the plan. All right. No one. Okay. Then we move on to public comment.
We still need to vote on the date change. Oh. Because we had a first and second, but no, I didn't call anybody to.
I'm like checking off things on my list here. All right. So, Tim, if you could call for voting to change the date of the July meeting to Wednesday, July 8th.
Got it. Okay. Ms. Carpenter.
Yes.
Ms. Malkin.
Yes.
Mr. Roman.
Yes.
Mr. Hartley.
Yes.
Ms. Ord?
Yes.
Ms. Petrilla?
Yes.
Mr. Bondanis?
Yes.
Okay, that passed. Now you can go on, Jackie. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, if there's no discussion on any of the, or anyone has anything to say about the grants and the work on Verco Road, Elm Court, and at Borough Hall, then we, I'm asking if anyone in the public has any comments. I don't know if anyone in the public joined us.
I don't believe so.
All right, so we're going to take that as a no. No public comments. All right, and if there's no new business, I'm going to call to adjourn the meeting at 7:23.
Move to adjourn.
A motion.
Second.
Okay, a second. Okay. And the meeting is adjourned at 7:24. Oh, I'm sorry.
All in
favor.
All in favor.
Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Do you have to do a roll call on that?
No, just all in favor.
I don't know if I usually.
For adjournment, okay, you just need an all in favor. Yeah.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Anyone opposed? All right, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Okay, goodbye, everyone.
Thank you, Jackie.
Bye, everybody. Stay well.
Yes.
Okay.
You too.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Done.
Oh, yeah.